I am going to go ahead and call our Columbia, Missouri City Council special meeting for November 27th, 2023 to order. We just have a couple of things on tonight's agenda. And I'll first start with inviting anyone who is able to please join me and rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And I'll ask for Sheila to please call roll.
Mr. Lovelady?
Here.
Mr. Foster?
Here.
Mr. Waterman?
Here.
Ms. Peters?
Here.
Ms. Buffalo?
Here.
Mr. Knuth?
Here.
All right, so moving on, this is our special meeting to make appointments to the Ward 2 vacancy as well as for our mayor pro tem. So similar to a normal city council meeting, there are opportunities for public comment on new business, of which we have the one item. So as a reminder, during those public comments, please keep the conversation to the legislation we're discussing. People will be given 3 minutes and may request 5 if they're representing organization affected by the item. Please respect the time limits so that everyone has an opportunity to speak. Not too worried, we don't have a big crowd tonight. I will say that for the 8 candidates that we have, let them know there is opportunity, but whether or not they're here tonight does not affect the conversation going forward. As with anything, there's always opportunity for disagreement, so we do ask that people support one another. Let's try to keep this cordial and work with one another to the betterment of Columbia. So we have a simple agenda tonight, so I'll make a motion to approve the agenda. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Roy. All those in favor as the agenda, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. Our first is new business. Sheila, will you please read the resolution 18623?
Councilbill 18623 is a resolution appointing a Ward 2 council member to fill a vacancy.
That is a very simple resolution. Thank you. So as a reminder, we are filling the vacancy for the Ward 2 council member position that was vacated last Wednesday. And according to the charter, City Council shall appoint a replacement individual to serve out the remainder of the term when it is less than 1 year left. So we solicited for people to express their interest in serving with applications that were available at the city clerk's office. We received expressions of interest from 8 individuals to serve in the vacancy. While not limited to those who served, their attachments were part of this agenda this evening. We will accept nominations from council for the name to be inserted into the resolution, and there might be multiple names nominated to be inserted, and we will vote accordingly. But I'd first like to open it up for public comment. So if anybody from the public would wish to speak on resolution 18623, please come up to the dais.
Chris Jones, Second Ward. Last week, you had directed, said that you had directed all of council to contact all of the applicants and ask them questions. However, I found out that most of council did not do that prior to last week's meeting. Instead, there were some that happened yesterday, and that the applicants did not find out until 4 o'clock today that there would be public comment. There's been several different things that have gone on wrong with this process. I would also like information on one of you up on the dais was caught talking about, and somebody overheard talking about how this process would go tonight. And the person said that the person that's currently up on the dais had said that you would all vote for whomever Andrea said that she wanted in the position. I'm assuming you know that that is not exactly something that you want to do. That would be considered a backdoor meeting. That would, which violates the open meetings record law. It would also violate so many ethical positions. I know tonight you guys are going to vote for the person that Andrea wanted, even though you shouldn't be. And I would also like to request the First Ward Councilperson Nick Knoth not vote tonight, as it would be a violation of ethical standards since one of the applicants was on his campaign committee. Thank you.
Thank you. Would anybody else from the public wish to speak on Resolution 18623?
Shauna Nooner, I'm a Second Ward resident, and I just wanted to take a quick minute and give a shout out to Lisa Evelyn Ann Meyer. She is a wonderful resident of our community who can be seen on a daily basis walking the trails, engaging with members of the community. She is walking her dogs, cleaning up trash, organizing trash activities, really very active in our community in supporting Columbia as a whole, but very specifically, she has a passion for the Second Ward and trying to make it a better place to live. And I just wanted to throw that out there as a consideration. Thank you.
Would anybody else from the public wish to speak on Resolution 18623? Seeing none, we'll come to our council comments. So for nominations, we'll open the floor to council for nominations for Ward 2 council members. And that will be the name that will be inserted into the resolution that we have on tonight's council meeting. I do want to give my thanks to city staff for looking back into like 1985 and 1986 and Robert's rules and the code just to follow this unique process to Columbia. So I appreciate your thoroughness in putting that together. Are there any nominations for the position? Nick Foster.
I nominate Rachel Prophet.
Okay. All right, I'm getting out my pen.
I nominate Susan Renee Carter.
Any up?
I nominate Bill Moyes.
Okay, any other nominations? All right, so then we'll have nominations for the office of Ward 2 council member are now closed. And by roll call, we will select from the candidates nominated. The first name that receives 4 affirmative votes would be entered into the resolution. Sheila, will you call the roll on the candidates nominated?
Can I ask for clarification?
Yeah.
Is this a yes or no vote for each person, or is this like we do boards and commissions?
Law.
I think like you do boards and commissions. That's the practice that's been established in the city of Columbia. So you select from those three names who your candidate would be. And
okay, thank
then
you.
Sheila will continue to call the roll until 4 affirmative votes are received for a single candidate, or you decide to move on.
Over again. Okay.
And I'll rotate if we can't get 4.
Okay.
I'll rotate to the next person like we do boards and commissions.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so Sheila, do you want to call roll on the candidates nominated?
Yes. Mr. Lovelady.
No.
It's a name. You need to pick one out of the three.
Okay. I'm sorry. Want to start over? Susan Renee Carter.
I know what you mean. I know how you're feeling, though. That's no.
Okay. No.
Okay, Mr. Lovelady.
Susan Renee Carter.
Thank you. Mr. Foster.
Rachel Prophet.
Mr. Waterman.
Bill Moyes.
Ms. Peters.
Bill Moyes.
Ms. Buffalo.
Rachel Prophet.
Mr. Knoth.
Rachel Prophet.
No one received 4 yeses, so we're going to do that again, starting with Mr. Foster.
Rachel Prophet.
Mr. Waterman.
Bill Moyes.
Ms. Peters.
Bill Moyes.
Ms. Buffalo.
Rachel Prophet.
Mr. Knoth.
Rachel Prophet.
Mr. Lovelady.
Susan Renee Carter.
Same vote as last time. This time we're going to start with Mr. Waterman.
Moyes.
Who did we start with last time? You? Sorry. Apologies.
Okay, Mr. Waterman.
Bill Moyes.
Ms. Peters.
Rachel Prophet.
Ms. Buffalo.
Rachel Prophet.
Mr. Knuth.
Rachel Prophet.
Mr. Lovelady.
Susan Renee Carter.
Mr. Foster.
Rachel Prophet.
Rachel Prophet received 4 votes.
Okay, so then we'll need to amend the resolution since that was the majority have. So I'll make a motion to amend resolution 186-23 by inserting the name of Rachel Prophet in the bracket that says insert name here. Do I have a second? Or wait, I guess that's all in favor of the amendment. Say aye.
Well, you need a second if you're going to make a motion.
Second.
Fine. All those in favor of the amending the resolution, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right. And then, Sheila, will you please call roll on resolution 186-23 as amended?
Yes. Okay. Mr. Lovelady?
Yes.
Mr. Foster?
Yes.
Mr. Waterman?
Yes.
Ms. Peters?
Yes.
Ms. Buffalo?
Yes.
Mr. Knuth?
Yes.
All right, so the resolution passes. We'll move on next to appointment of the mayor pro tem. So it would be my recommendation to have council member Nick Foster serve as our mayor pro tem. I make a motion to appoint Nick as the mayor pro tem. Is there any?
So moved.
Okay. Any discussion on that?
So,
good luck.
Motion, second.
Okay.
Any discussion?
Good luck, Nick.
Well, I think it's the question is whether or not Nick would accept before I asked to vote into it.
Yes, upon the support of the council and your support as well, I'd be happy to do it.
Okay. Then all those in favor of Nick Foster serving as mayor pro tem, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? No? All right. Any other items that council wishes to discuss? Did you want to talk about Yoba Thane tonight? Never mind. Okay. All right. Never mind. Well, I just want to say I appreciate this. This, as we mentioned, is a unique process. This is a unique event that we had happen to us. When looking back at the records, had to go back pretty far to typewritten records. Also appreciate everybody who put their name in for expressing interest in serving. Appreciate that very dearly. We also have other opportunities for boards and commissions, which was also said in the 1986 minutes when they did something similar. And as a reminder, the Ward 2, this person will serve until the successor is elected in April of 2024. And those opportunities to still file are still open and available to serve for that. So I do want to thank my fellow council members and for city staff for the support. Yes, Nick.
I just want to add on to there. I think we had a total of 8 applicants for this position, which surprised me in a good way. I'm happy to see that. And I would genuinely encourage folks, both the 8 people who applied and more, to seriously consider running for the seat. It is an honor and a privilege, but it's also a duty to serve your fellow citizens. And we don't often see that many people willing to serve in this capacity. And so I would, again, encourage not only those 8 folks, but more participants in the second ward to step up and consider themselves worthy of serving in this capacity, because anyone and everyone is.
Thank you for that. Any other comments?
Well, just...
Yeah, Nick Foster.
I appreciate what Nick says, and I would really encourage the folks who live in the second ward to become involved and to pay attention to what happens during the campaign. Several of the folks who applied are planning to run, and frankly, I'm glad to see that as well. What happens during a campaign is that candidates come to be better known in the community. It's one of the awkward things about this, even though I know several of the people who made application for this, we didn't get a chance really to vet them as would happen in a campaign. And while I'm confident that Rachel Prophet will do a fine job in this interim, I really am looking forward to the ward being able to elect their own representative when that happens in April.
Any other comments? All right, seeing none, I'll go ahead and adjourn us at 5:15.